Today is Saturday, June 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. Would be nice if I was ready. It is National Play Outside Day. It's also National Game Show Day. Oh, I know someone who is happy about that. It's also National Black Bear Day. National Bubbly Day. National Nail Polish Day. So many. National Prairie Day. National Olive Day. And National Hazelnut Cake Day. We'll stop there. There are even more. There are even, well, one more. National Go Barefoot Day. I don't ever go barefoot. Well, like, I can't say ever. Like, when I get in the shower, I'm barefoot. When I swim, most of the time, I do not have anything on my feet. Although, when we go to places like ocean with beach, or pretty much ocean beaches, is the only place I'm going to swim in a nature setting. I don't really like ponds or lakes for swimming. I don't know why. I feel like they're murky and you can't see anything. And most of the ocean swimming that I've done has been where the water is fairly clear. It's blue, clear water. You can see the sand on the bottom, you know, etc. But if you get in a lake, you cannot see the bottom of that. I think that's what it is. I would not want to swim in a pond or a lake because you cannot see the bottom. It's just muddy, nasty, not visible water. Whereas if you go to the Caribbean or you go to the Philippines or you go to Hawaii or you go to one of those, Destin, Florida, you can see to the bottom when you're swimming. So yeah. So there's that. But for those, what I was going to say is I would wear a lot of times those water shoes, because if you're going to be standing on the bottom of like a rocky, corally, you don't know what's on the bottom and you're going to be standing, I prefer to have something on my feet. So I don't cut up my little footsies. But for the most part, I do not like my feet to be around the house. I'm always wearing socks. I would prefer to wear shoes around the house, but Mark does not tolerate shoes in the house. And so it's not something that I could. I mean, I'm a part owner of this home, and so I suppose I could do it. But out of love and respect for my partner, I follow his rules. I'm just looking. Someone messaged and just said, hey. So whoever you are, hey. I don't know who you are. And I don't know why you just said, hey. But hey, how's it going? Hope everything is good. All right. So we do have a voicemail, and I hope it will play all from the browser because I did not download it, but sometimes these don't. So I may have to stop and download it partway through. We will see. So here we go.
Hi, Adam. It's Scotty, your Aussie butler.
Hey, Scotty.
It's Friday, the 31st of May. Last day of autumn. Tomorrow is the first day of winter here. But I guess you're out enjoying the glorious summer weather of Tootie Town or wherever it is you live. Listen, I know you've got an absolutely giant, humongous mansion of a house for just two of you rattling around in. But what do you do to keep it clean? I mean, I know you've got Mittens, who seems to do all of the work, but, I mean, how do you keep a giant house clean? Like, dust, cobwebs, people leaving all their crap around, the upstairs bathroom just getting trashed by your housemate coming home with cow poo and dirt all over him and then having a a soak in the tub and leaving this absolutely gross black ring all around the edges.
Ew.
And another person who uses a hand basin and brushes their teeth by spraying toothpaste all over the mirror daily and then spitting out their toothpaste.
Get rid of those housemates.
Water all over the taps and sink, and it's just bloody disgusting. And people who pee and miss and wee all over the floor. Like, what do you do? And your house is huge and you've got so many bathrooms, toilets, bedrooms, offices, studies, dining areas, study nooks, outhouses,
sure. No.
Chalets, the spa zone. It must be ginormous. I think you've got a cleaner though, right? What's happening with that these days?
I'll tell you. Oh, there was no goodbye there. It played all the way through. I was ready to go. I downloaded it and prepared QuickTime Player to play it. So, yes, to answer your question, first of all, I would just like to say I do work around the house. I'm right now, I am doing the lawn work. So I have mowed for the past month, and it is likely that I will not hire a lawn company, and I will just continue to do that throughout the rest of the summer. So when we're not paying a lawn service, I generally do the mowing, the edging, the weed eating, all of that kind of stuff, trimming, whatever you call it over there. So I do that. And we do the flower beds, the landscaping, mulch, planting of flowers, stuff like that together. So normally both of us do that. And I cook. I cook 5 or 6 days a week. I'm cooking something generally for dinner. And so those are my jobs. He does laundry is his main job. And then when he feels like it, he will do some cleaning, like the floors, sweeping, mopping, that sort of thing. But really, both of us are fairly neat people. And you can ask Daniel when he came over, when he's been here. It's always been clean. But we keep the house relatively clean. So if something is dirty, one of us will pick it up or clean it or whatever. We make our bed every day. I will go around and scrub the toilets randomly if they're looking like they need to be scrubbed. We have a toilet brush next to each toilet. We have 3 toilets in the house. And each one of those toilets has its own brush that stays there next to the toilet. So occasionally I'll just go around and scrub the toilet bowls. Same with the sinks. I'll go around and Windex the mirrors and the just on occasion, whenever. And it works pretty well for us. We just rant, you know, just occasionally we will do something. Now, sometimes Mark will, like I said, he'll do all of the floors, although he never does the floor upstairs because I think he considers it my room. And so he never does that. I always have to do that myself. So yeah, and in the shower, like our main shower, what I've started doing is while I'm showering, I will scrub a little bit. If I see any mildew or mold or anything like that starting to form, I will go ahead and scrub it right away, like while I'm in the shower. So again, for the most part, we keep everything fairly tidy. We're neat people, so we don't leave dishes or anything like that laying around. Mail is a problem. Mail will collect on the island because neither one of us likes looking through our mail. So I need to solve that one. We need to get some sort of file cabinet that we can just file the mail away and you don't see it. But right now it's either on the baker's rack or the island. Mail will pile up there and I will have to at least straighten the stack and move it. And we do have a cleaning lady, but we only do once a quarter, so once every 3 months. And she comes with herself and usually one other person, and they clean from top to bottom. So that's the good. So once every 3 months, we have a really good cleaning. And then for the rest of the time, Mark and I just keep things neat and tidy as much as we can. And it works for us. I don't really want to do more often because I don't want to pay more money for the cleaning. I also don't like to have people here. So, and there are only two of us. Sounds like you have a couple of different roommates or something that are very messy, but Mark and I are both pretty neat people. So, all right. Well, I didn't leave myself much time to talk about anything else. I'm trying to think what I can squeeze in the last 10, 20 seconds. I am recording this on a Friday. I do have a whole weekend where mostly free. I've got to do yard work tomorrow, speaking of yard work, or today when you guys are listening to this, and getting ready to go to a trip to California. I don't yet know if I'm going to be doing a show next week, so if you don't get one, I decided not to do one. It'll be a surprise. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys at some point. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.